I'm a taxpayer in Bryan, and so what I'm going to ask is, in addition, you know, just buying it and developing it is one thing, but we've got operation and maintenance fees that we're going to have to look at as well. What are we going to be looking at there? Are you going to have to increase the size of the Parks and Recreation Department substantially to be able to now take care of these facilities in addition to the neighborhood parks that you're upgrading?
Well, that's why we're hoping about putting it in an area that's widely undeveloped, you'll bring in new subdivisions. There will be some new homes built in that area. When the home builders develop and build neighborhoods, they pay park impact fees. That'll go towards new parks and existing maintenance on existing parks, and so there'll be additional funds that'll come in from the new development, and that's what we're hoping, that it'll be a catalyst to bring in additional sales tax from restaurants and retail. It'll bring in new property tax from residential and commercial development in that area, and those additional dollars will go towards maintaining existing parks today throughout the city of Bryan and any new parks that we develop. But there are park funds that all the developers put aside. Some large subdivisions like Brandy French, Stylecraft Builders, they'll put in their own parks in lieu of paying into a fund. And some will say, well, I don't want to mess with building and developing a park. We'll give you the money and let you decide what to do with it. And so we'll have those funds also.